Walking Dead with three stupid guys. I am Matt, and as usual, I'm joined with my other stupid guy cohorts. I guess that's what you say? Co-hosts.
Co-dead.
There's Jack.
Hey.
Russ and Mike. So,
how you guys doing?
Doing good. There's a commercial. If you look over my shoulder, you can see the last night's episode, but Russ will probably stop watching it. But it's a commercial going on right now.
I'm going to do this.
I apologize for the commercials.
So we might not last 90 minutes like the episode, but Jack is broadcasting. Maybe we will, depending on how we ramble. But Jack, if you tune into our YouTube video, you can actually see Jack playing the episode. So sometimes he'll refer to things
There's these things called commercials that most of us don't watch. But since I don't have the, I'm not considering play. Well, I guess I can do it.
Well, anyway, you can enjoy all of the lovely things that Jay and Jack provide through Patreon. If you go to Patreon / Jay and Jack, you can .com. Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Because I always
getting
say
it
wrong.
Right on my own. Yeah.
Well, and Matt, you're doing a better job than I do.
It's Patreon with a PATREON. So, and there you can, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave good reviews for us, bad reviews if you wish.
No bad reviews.
What? No bad reviews. No 1 stars.
If you give us a 1 star, we will find you and bite you like a walker would.
If you give us 5 star though, we might actually read it on air, right?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we could read the good. Yeah. We'll read the 5 star review. That won't take a lot of time.
You'd read it. You'd read it even if John Clayton left it for you.
No, because that John Clayton wouldn't leave me a 5 star review.
We have a long-standing contract obligation to bash John Clayton every time we can.
And we're also, even though it's not a Lost podcast, I'm going to keep saying this on every podcast, we're going to start having Jimmy Kimmel Tuesdays, and we've got to come up with a hashtag. We're trying to get Jimmy Kimmel, who's a big Lost fan, on the Lost podcast. So
keep it real, Kimmel.
Yeah, there we go. So we're going to have a some kind of hashtag we got to come up with. It was Matt's idea. I didn't even think about it. So anyway.
Hashtag Matt's idea.
Last but not least, we're now on Stitcher.
Are we on Stitcher? Well, we are on Stitcher now. That's
for
cool.
For 2 weeks now we've been on there.
There you go. That shows why the numbers have gone up. I don't know why I'm shaking my head like that, but so I'm watching the guy in the back. I'm watching him behind me.
It's your. Are you trying to imitate your bobblehead?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And by I'm verbally saying yes so that people that aren't paying attention to our YouTube feed understand. Let's jump into The Walking Dead because we've actually already rambled on about sports talk, which is another one of our shows.
And it went on probably too long. Probably my fault.
Yeah. They always do. But sometimes we blame you, sometimes we blame Russ. Oh.
That's our motto, though. It wouldn't be any other way.
I don't think we could blame Russ on this one.
So let's jump into this episode, though. So I already kind of know what Russ is going to say, but Jack, what did you think of this episode since you watched the whole
thing? I liked it. I thought it was I think we were talking before, we went on the air. I don't think it had to be 90 minutes, but I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was a really good episode. I liked the acting in it. I thought the story was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It kept my attention the whole time. But I did want to find out. I think the only problem is the placement of it, because last week we had the cliffhanger, Glenn's surrounded by 1,000,000,000 walkers, and they don't even talk about it. It's not even mentioned. I don't know why they couldn't go back and forth. But I guess they just wanted to focus on Morgan. But I can't really bash the episode itself because I thought it was a great episode. Just the placement of it was kind of... But that's what they do on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's a good assessment. Mike?
Yeah, because of where they put it as episode 4, it just left a bad taste in my mouth. If it would have been episode 1, I would have been fine with it. But leave it right where they left off with like Glenn and Rick, to put it right there, and then to make it so long, 90 minutes... instead of 60 minutes. No, no, I didn't like it.
Okay, so one yay, one nay, and one Russ, you, where did you land on?
I didn't even finish watching it. I disliked it. How in the world you can keep a show for an hour and a half just on one guy? I thought we were done with all this.
There was a movie I once watched with Tom Hanks. It was him in a volleyball, and
Wilson.
I thought it was a great movie.
But he did create fire.
He did create fire. Well, there was a goat in this one, and there was another guy who's trying to make cheese, as we see right now. He's trying to make cheese.
Yes. So Russ, you didn't like it. You basically fell asleep. You're like, I'm on a podcast about it, but I don't need to watch this.
My dedication only goes so far.
You're like 90% of the reason why I do this.
Cheeseburgers in my pocket to last me.
Or was it the fact that this guy was a vegetarian that he was no longer going to kill? So you were upset
I just thought he was making oatmeal burgers. I know they're trying to give like this whole background on Morgan or what he's been doing and all that, but like, I mean, it was just so out of place, you know. Like, I was kind of like Mike. I was curious about what happened in the last episode, and you know, it just reminded me of some of the previous episodes where they kept like skipping and jumping two different places, and you know, I mean, it just seemed so out of place. I didn't enjoy it at all. I was bored,
and your audio was coming in and out.
You know, tailgating outside, and I left. I left to, you know, come and watch it, and I came and watched it, and I was like, man, I left for this. Like, I'd rather be back there, you know. So
wait, you were tailgating where?
At the rink.
Oh, okay.
Where the burgers and hot dogs were, and you know, I had to leave that.
So that, I guess you're mad.
I was.
Like, again, you saw those red things that were sliced. You're like going, what are those? What's that? It's a green thing he keeps slicing up. What is that?
Those are innards.
You're like, kill the goat and let's eat him.
Yeah.
So Tim in our comments here says, I thought Tabitha was his girlfriend for most of the episode. Tabitha was the goat. Maybe.
We didn't get that far. Maybe it was 2 hours we would have found out.
Yeah, he really had a girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah. It was Tabitha.
So. Yeah, Tabitha. Anyway, I liked the episode, although I watched it in kind of a weird way. Not my usual Walking Dead in the dark at home.
You watched it backwards and you were sitting upside down?
No, I watched it on a laptop at school in between classes, and you know, and it was all going good until, you know, it's a long episode, so by the time I got towards the end, people were like, hey, Matt, hey, let's talk. And I'm like, I just want to watch last five minutes, okay?
Just talk to Russ.
Don't interrupt my Walking Dead time. This is TWD, man.
Yeah.
Matt, did half your screen have Jack's head in it with the episode on the top left?
Yeah,
that is the best way to watch it. Let's see. I move over this way. There you go.
Things that I liked about it.
Which bald guy is it?
I was kind of confused. Actually, I had notes here that said that Eastman, you know, Jack could play Eastman. You know,
I could.
Yeah. So.
Well, you never know with this guy, this act, not him, not Morgan, but the other actor, you never know because he's either he's either good or he's bad.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, this episode, I hadn't gotten to this yet, but it kind of reminded me of Lost in a way. Like, if Lost had done this, if they had pulled this off as their season premiere, a la season 3 of Lost, like, they opened up and just gave you the Morgan story, there'd be people like Russ that would be really pissed because they didn't get Daryl, or they didn't get their action, right?
Right.
This was more of like it felt like a character build up. It almost was like an extended web episode, Like, if they had just released this almost as a prequel or a precursor to the season, I don't know. Maybe it would have worked better.
Did you not like the? Did you like the episode or not like the episode?
No, I did like it. It just reminded me of Lost and the fact that Lost would shake this up. And Lost fans, they would just eat that stuff up. They're like, right. Yes, who is this person? Need to know right. more.
Right.
You know, Walking Dead fans, it's like character development, new people, blah.
Well, I just think it would have worked out perfectly because you had last season end up with Morgan walking into Alexandria. So you could have just fed right into it.
Exactly.
And maybe that would have made 2 weeks ago the episode where he's not, you know, he's yelling at Carol, he's doing this different stuff where he's not killing anybody, make a little more sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I was thinking about this on the way home, you know, I was thinking about the order of the episodes. Yes, we wouldn't have had our cool premiere moment where Rick is talking in front of a zombie horde, and we wouldn't have kind of had that, like, all right, I'm in it. But this 90-minute episode might have been a little bit more of a giving that, like, yeah, like Mike said, it would have ended kind of last season and got us into this season in a way. And then even if they did add in that little twist at the end where he's got the wolf, because yeah. that even ties into to the last season's ending is the wolf. Right. You could have ended it on that. He could have ended on that scene of him locking up the wolf and not even know like when that happened and bury that until, you know, until where we're at. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I guess that does answer the question. Because remember, we said, did he kill that guy? And we said, so obviously he didn't kill the guy, right? That's the guy he hit.
Yeah.
Fighting with, yeah.
The
2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, Wolfie.
Wolfie, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that guy's name is. I'll have that up in
he's,
my...
He's a guy without a toothbrush. I know that.
Ooh, yeah. Talk about Russ eating a lot of caramel candy, you know? Like, that's all I kept thinking about. In our previous podcast, you can tune in to hear Russ eating Halloween candy. Yeah, it's great. It's good background noise there, Russ.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was gonna say if I had to name this episode, I would have named it "Where's the Beef." That's what I would have called it. I felt like I got this big bun and like no meat on it. So where's the beef? That's what I'm calling it.
You didn't like when Eastman said to him, he goes, well, maybe you'd given up by that point, but he's in this, he's got him locked, well, he's in the cell, and he goes, all right, can you watch my...
He's getting out right now.
Yeah. Can you not kill my goat? You took a shot at me, I fed you. Don't kill my goat.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line. I just thought it was...
It was. There were a lot of memorable lines in this whole episode. It was, I mean, you know, Eastman kind of walked around like when I first saw him, I thought he looked like some kind of football middle school coach, right? And the fact that he's walking around in this cabin reminded me of all things the TV show Coach. So I thought,
okay, that's right. He used to have a cabin, right?
Yeah. So it was like, why is Eastman like a combination of Coach and like, I don't know,
samurai?
Yeah, or like Kane from Kung Fu, or like Yoda, like he's supposed to be. Or he also, like the first time we see him, I thought he looked like Friar Tuck, like he had the house robe on and the...
Oh yeah, and he's got the hair for it.
And he's got the hair for it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got the belly for it.
Now, Russ, did you get to the part where he tells the story of what happened to him before the world changed?
No.
That was a pretty I thought it was a pretty moving story. Mike?
Very moving.
Very moving moment.
I just thought it was a great story. I just tell the story about this guy, psychopath, who just has everyone fooled, and then one day he goes off, and then he escapes, and he kills his wife and two kids. And the reason he built the jail cell was to put him in there and make him starve to death. He said, I couldn't do it. Later we find out he did do it. It took 47 days. And after that, he said, I'll never kill again.
And to rest, this episode took 47 days.
Yeah.
Again, I agree with the placement of it, but on the episode itself, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought the acting was fantastic, and the story, it worked for me. But again, the place, I do agree the placement was, it could have been at a different time, because where they've left us, but that's what The Walking Dead does, though. They leave you on a cliffhanger, and they'll go talk about something else for three or four episodes, where you don't know.
Well, and I will say this, because it reminded me of the Governor storyline that we were fed last season. Remember, we weren't quite done with him. Is that
right?
Is that last season?
Or season four?
I get four and five confused, guys.
Yeah.
Last season started off at Terminus.
Okay.
Right.
Huh. Okay, so I'm thinking of season four. There was that like weird little interlude there where we had two episodes of the Governor, and it just felt like, okay, you're giving this character background on this one person, and we're meeting these new people, but it just felt like I don't know, the way they handled that season and that character development, it fell flat. I think all of us really kind of, I think we were ready to walk away from this podcast. We were kind of annoyed.
Well, we're getting to a point where we were bashing it the whole time, and again, nobody wants to do a podcast where you're just keep bashing the same old show. It's too hard to, I don't want to watch hate or podcast hate.
No, you unless, don't. Unless but you know they did kind of make it drag on.
Well, they didn't kind of. They did.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay, great.
But I think that's the problem with this show is it has so many. It's just such a popular show as far as ratings, and we said this before. How do they continue to? How can they continue this storyline? How many more years? There's no end date, right? They haven't put, okay, we're going to end this in 3 years or three seasons. There's no end date, right?
Right.
And right now, do they have another show that's that popular on AMC? I mean, Turn? I mean, I still watch it, but that's not anywhere near The Walking Dead.
I like Turn. But I'm just interested in the whole American history thing, so
I didn't like that episode where they focused on George Washington. It just seemed out of place to me.
Everything's been downhill since George Washington.
I'm just kidding. Just George. Anyway. Did I lose Russ?
I bet you George Washington had a goat.
I bet you did have a goat. He did. Very rich man. Very rich man, George Washington.
Yes.
Married into it, but I guess that's wise.
Yeah.
So anything else happened in this episode you guys want to talk about? Are we done? Or?
Well, I just, my screen froze up there. Can you hear me still?
We can hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear you. Well, I had, I know it's a pretty simple episode, but I had a few notes here. I think for me what also stood out was the jail cell at the very beginning. Like, I was like, why does this man have a jail cell in there?
Right. Now you froze up, Matt.
Yeah, man.
Can you leave us to ponder that question?
Why does he have a jail cell?
Like,
there he is. Now he's back.
Oh, I don't know why I keep cutting in and out, but... But yeah, the whole jail cell thing—it just seemed kind of odd. Like,
but then, when he tells the story, though, it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess the writers kind of redeemed themselves or backed their way, or I don't know how they're writers.
Well, he had a jail cell, and he threw away the key, and I'm like, why would he throw away the key? But once you hear the story, he said he'd never kill again, so that's why he threw away the key. He always had he could always, leave, but. I mean, Morgan could always get out, but he never thought about opening the door.
Well, that was really the metaphor that he was giving him, too, about the door always open, and he gives him this kind of psychological spiel. I mean, he's some kind of forensic correctional
psychologist.
Psychologist kind of dude.
825 people, 800 men, 25 women. Over his career, that's who he analyzed. The worst of the worst.
It's amazing that you remember that number.
I don't know why, because he said 825, and he said 800 men, 25 women. And this one guy, when he started telling the story, this one guy had everyone fooled. Because I thought was just a great scene. It just again, we can go back. This episode's out of place. It was stupid. It was boring. But I the scenes between Morgan and Eastman, I liked. I enjoyed.
I didn't think it was interesting timing-wise. Like, they left us at the end of this one where he's walking off, sort of going into Terminus.
Right.
And so during that time, he was more struggling whether to kill or to be more, like, peaceful, I guess.
Right.
And so that's pretty close in time to where they are now, so it seems like he's still struggling with that to this day.
In this world, because we know Rick tried to be more even kill and more, we can't kill everybody, but Rick has kind of turned, okay, if you're not with us, boom, we're going to kill you. Who's right? Is Eastman right? Morgan right? Rick right? How do you survive in this world? Because I get what Eastman's trying to do. If he can just, he feels the world can be saved. If everyone would just become, he goes, everyone's not born evil. Most of those 825 people, they did bad things, but some were born because their brains were, but he goes, just some people turned evil and some people didn't. He was trying to bring Morgan back to civilization. Yeah. And that was the whole point of the episode, was about we can become civilized again. Mm-hmm. You don't have to steal my goat. You don't have to try and, where Morgan strangled that guy, and that has to be probably one of the worst ways to kill someone, is strangling him.
Yeah.
With bare hands instead of just shooting him or stabbing him, I would think would be.
But if you were, you'd strangle him. Just to feel what
no,
it's like.
I don't think I would, because I don't think I could do it. I think eventually I'd be like, oh, this is just grossing me out. Hold on a second, why am I getting my gun?
I like how they brought that walker back, though. Like, that's the one that ends up being... I mean, it was a nice callback to that.
Ooh, right.
That kill that just happened right behind your head, the...
Zombie kill of the week on the little footstool, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but to me, that was one of my favorite zombie kills.
Yeah.
Was the footstool one. It happened so quickly, but it's pretty cool. So
you probably didn't see it, Russ, because that was later on the episode, but he just levels him, he just picks him up, and his head just goes splits on this footstool. It was right through the eye, I think, wasn't it? Oh, he just got someone in the eye right there.
Yeah.
Nice.
He had to save the goat.
Nobody messes with Tabitha.
No. Tabitha was a witch from Bewitched. Was Darren and Elizabeth. Samantha and Darren's daughter on Bewitched.
Daughter. Yeah, Tabitha, and she had to wiggle her nose with her actual finger because she was just a kid.
Yeah.
She didn't have those muscle memories worked up like her mom.
Her mom was better at that. Yeah, that's for sure.
So I guess main things about this episode. I mean, it's kind of a pretty straightforward episode. I don't know if there's a lot to like go over. I mean, there's this like Aikido not to kill kind of mantra that that he gives him. I mean, in some ways he's trying to replace this. And I thought they did a good job of this. Is that after at some point the only thing Morgan can do is clear. Of all living things, like living or dead. Like he's just, that's his mindset. It's the only way that he can live. And I think he's just trapped in that. And this Aikido is his new way of living. And if he doesn't have that, then he's back to clear. Right. So, so I guess it kind of like lets us know like why he would keep this wolf and why he's trying to save this one wolf. But it seems kind of weird harboring this, this person that's obviously, I don't know. I mean, do you think he could break out of that house?
Well, I think he could, but he also said, because Morgan basically is telling him this, I was you, this was me. I was going to kill everything, because that's the way the world was, and that's what the wolf said. But after he said, I'll kill you, I'll kill every child, at that point, you go, okay, I can still save this guy, or I need to kill this guy before he can do what he says he's going to do. I mean, I think that's the dilemma. I mean, personally, at this point, I think you got to kill him. But Morgan isn't thinking. Morgan says, I was saved. Maybe I can save this guy.
Well, if he has bad teeth like that, I think you just put him out of his misery.
I think so. But also, when Morgan was saved, that was years ago, right? That was way, but this guy's probably been. I think he's too far gone to save. I think this guy is the guy that that Eastman was taken care of, that broke out of jail, that kills his wife and kids. I think this guy's beyond hope.
It's comparable to that. Yeah, I think they're kind of setting up some type of a metaphor there that you just can't. I like that Eastman. The video keeps playing in the background there, above you, Jack. I like the fact that he has a ball cap that looks like it should be a green bay, but it has an E instead of a T.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he takes the time to whittle out the name of the person that died.
Right. The Walkers. If you notice, he takes their wallets, gets their license, and makes a point of burying them because they were once human. He's never going to kill again, and he values every life matters, according to him. But that's the dilemma. That's what you're saying. Does every life matter? Does this wolf deserve to live after everything he's done? I don't know. When someone says, if I get out of here, but of course the whole episode, most of the episode, Morgan's saying, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. And then just kill me. Morgan just wanted to die. This other guy goes, that's just the way the world is. Nice story, Morgan, but I'm going to kill again.
I mean, there was a lot of back and forth, and maybe you're right. Maybe there's a way that you could have shaved this down into just being a 60-minute episode. But that means it would have to be a 40-minute episode plus commercials.
Right.
And I think that the spaciousness that this one had was to show that passing of time, the fact that he spent so much time with.
Right.
I mean, it would have been easier to just, kind of have Morgan learn this Aikido way of life in like 10 minutes and then just move on. But maybe we wouldn't have felt that he was that far gone, right?
Where were they going to go? Because Eastman kept saying, we're going to go somewhere.
Right.
Where were they? We never found out. Where were they going to go?
To a farm upstate where they keep all the dogs.
Oh, okay. All right.
More goats.
Maybe, have you guys watched The Leftovers?
Not yet.
Okay. Never mind. There's goats in The Leftovers. This one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Now, do you think this goat was straight up farm goat? Because I'm thinking it came from like a college. Like this is actually somebody's mascot.
Oh, someone's mascot? That could be. Maybe it belonged to the guy Eastman starved to death, and he just
kept that goat.
He just teased him for 47 days, saying, "Look at this goat. Look at this.
Here's a turtle. See this
actually,
turtle?
That might have been a good episode to watch." If they would have showed the guy the pain and suffering the guy went through, maybe.
Yeah. No?
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to imagine that he was just screaming for his life and Eastman let him die. I don't know.
A lot of Karate Kid moments in this episode as well. One other thing, Jack, you mentioned it. They're planning a trip. By the way, this is the second time that someone in this series has mentioned going to an island. And I just have to say, huzzah. Okay, that is awesome. Because I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, because zombies can't swim.
Right.
They don't float.
You get on an island, you clear the island, and then all you have to do is worry about somebody dying actually on the island of natural causes. You know.
But would that be... If it's on the island, would the disease spread on the island? You're all infected. That's right. So never mind.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a loophole, but
yeah.
Well, spoiler alert. But in Dawn of the Dead, that's what their plan was, and didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
Well, I do wonder though, because there is no end in sight as far as The Walking Dead. So is this elusive island that they keep referring to, are they going to end up on some lost island?
Well, have you guys seen Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, I have not.
An island might work with that one.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. The final episode. The final episode. An island is possible in that one. Would you agree, Mike?
Especially what they showed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying the last couple scenes, I mean, it's like, okay, if there is an island, might be Catalina Island, just saying.
Well, I mean, so you might know this better, Jack, being in North Carolina, though, but there's a lot of islands off the coast, right?
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. Russell probably know more than I would. I don't go to those islands.
Yeah, well, Cape Hatteras is an island.
Right. Yeah. My so, problem I mean, is you have to worry about hurricanes. Right?
Yeah. True.
No, you don't. You don't have to worry about hurricanes. They suck.
And he's talking about the sports team, not the actual natural.
We woke Russ up, and he starts talking about sports again.
Well, anyway, I just was happy that they mentioned the island because I was like, ooh, maybe this is how they end the series, you know? Or maybe will they ever get to an island? Well, is it just me that wants to see this island?
I would like to see, as much as I like watching the show each week, I would like to see, okay, we're going to end this in 2017. Or 20, just have an end date. I think it's important for a show not to go on too long anymore. I mean, years ago you could do it, but now it's like people will get bored with it and it hurts your legacy. And it's already been hurt probably with the governor's stuff and, you know, because we hated podcast on that one. We didn't really like it.
And you dragged on a bit.
You had two people on this podcast that didn't like this episode, which is not saying anything bad, but they should have it. They need to have, like you said, maybe it's the island where they're going to go. Is that where they're finally going to go?
It'd make a kind of a cool backdrop, you know.
It would take years for the world to come back, their lifestyle to come back to where it was before all this happened.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be, you know, 75 years old and it's 2035 or whatever it is, and I don't know, I got Rick guy. This guy, he's crazy. You know, I don't want to get to that point where it just goes too long, like Dexter and some other shows that just went on way too long.
We'll stop podcasting before that happens.
I'm not. So. I won't stop podcasting until this show goes off the air. That's why I need an end date.
Need an end date.
Well, I think it goes a lot longer than you expect it to. I think the show will keep going past like Rick, past like Daryl. I think they'll kill those guys off before and add more different characters.
Well, you better get some better. If you're killing off, say, Glenn's out there potentially dead, you're killing off some of the better characters. You kill off Daryl and you kill off Rick. Who's the character? Eugene? Or Gene, whatever his name is?
You would keep introducing more and more people.
Well, again, you can do that, but that's risky. You can introduce. Lost did it, and they went, "Oh, we don't like these guys." You got to be careful who you're introduced to, because sometimes people won't. Killing a Daryl would be a. You can kill Rick. I think we've talked about before. Kill Rick and get away with it. You kill Daryl, you're gonna have some outcry. You're gonna have some angry people.
Yeah. And the other thing that you run into and is that the story of where these people, how have they survived this apocalypse this long, comes into play. Like every time you meet a new group of people, even if it's just one, even if it's just Eastman, we at least have to know, like, okay, what happened? How did this guy survive? I think, you know, if this was a character that was going to come back or didn't die at the end, spoilers for Eastman. Russ.
he died? Eastman,
he did. He done did die. But, you know, if it's a character that doesn't die, then you can kind of always, like, expect that we're going to get those answers maybe in the next episode. But clearly we got him up front, and we know his story. And so it all kind of clicks together almost a little conveniently too well. Like, hey, I just happen to be a person that deals with jails. I built this jail because I have this huge, like, horrible tragedy that happened.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But I don't mind. I mean, I liked how that they explained it, but within the first 5 to 10 minutes, I was like, why does this dude have a jail in his cabin? That's all I kept thinking. So I've been to a lot of cabins, and I mean, yeah.
Not a lot of jails in the cabins. Well, now you've seen it. It had solar panels, so that was good for the environment.
Yeah, it's like, spa, does it have cable, fireplace,
What's your Wi-Fi? Because the hotel I stayed at in Baltimore didn't have free Wi-Fi, and I had to pay for it. I'm like, really? Got to pay for it?
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I'm trying to figure out about this show, kind of like what Matt was saying, was like the longer this group survives, like, it would seemingly be harder for them to kill them off because, you know, like, if something was going to happen to them, it would have happened in previous episodes. Like, they've almost become, like, the veterans of how to fight this and what right. to do and what not to do. But, like, and I think we mentioned this last week, like, I'm just trying to figure out why they wouldn't have maybe tried to, like, find an airport somewhere or something like that, like, something that has a little more protection. You know, like, I'm just wondering why that's never been on their radar, I guess you could say.
Find someone, like, that can fly, you know, and find out what's
going on. Like, it's like they have the sense to survive, and they know what to do and how to survive, so why do they keep putting themselves in these little, like, podunk towns when they can go somewhere that's got some legit...
But the town they're in, though, was pretty well fortified until they found out the horde of zombies was, you know, the herd was out there and everything else. They could have,
like, blown up that ramp to get up there and, you know, done something, and then they would have never got out of there. Like,
what good is having an airport, a plane, if you can't, no one knows how to fly the plane?
They need to hire the A-team. You know, you get the A-team on this, they got that black van, usually guns. Then you got Murdoch flying the plane.
You're crazy, Murdoch!
I pity the fool.
I think we just wrote the ending for the whole series right
but
here.
I get what you're saying, but we've been saying that for a long time, is what, you know, they were stuck in Atlanta for how long, and, okay, there's got to be something outside of Atlanta. What's going on outside of Atlanta? I mean, they tried a few things. You know, they tried going to certain places, but there's always a horde of zombies that's waiting there, a herd of zombies that are waiting to tear them apart, that always ruins, or you have the people that, like, the wolves that are just out there, hey, it's kill or be killed. You know, we're out here just to kill and rape and pillage and... You know, like the Vikings, we're going to go out there and just steal what we want. But I don't know. I just, like I said, going back to Daryl, you could have killed him season 1 or season 2, and I don't think people would have cared. Right?
Different now.
Yeah. He's too popular. Mm-hmm. You couldn't kill him. And I think it would break the internet. It would break Twitter.
The only way you could kill him off is if it was, like, something heroic where he saved, you know, Rick and maybe the baby, or...
No, it had to be saving Carol.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be saving Carol, but I think that even then people would be mad at Carol.
A school bus of orphans.
Yeah, no, they'd still be mad.
All holding kittens.
Nope, still be mad.
We don't even know where the kittens came from.
Yeah. They're zombie kittens. I don't know. I just, like I said, I think you could kill Rick, and people would be, all right, okay, I'm cool with that, but you couldn't kill Daryl.
I wouldn't be okay with them killing Rick.
You'd be against them killing Rick?
Yeah.
I think they've done a good job of bringing Rick around. Like, there's been some times in which we've kind of not been 100% Rick, and at least the way they started out with this character at the beginning of this season, like, I don't know, they've done well by Rick's character, I think, this season, which brings me, I guess, to maybe the last point that we can kind of mention about this episode is that. That moment at the very end when we see Morgan kind of locking the gate, and you hear, I guess, what's Rick's voice. It sounded like Rick saying, "Open the gates!"
Right.
So, I guess Rick survives?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Does he have Glenn with him?
Yeah, that's the other question.
He has Glenn with him, but there's like 4 or 5 walkers clawing at Glenn's leg as he's dragging him in.
My guess is there's the horde's coming, like the horde's behind him. Yeah. Like,
why would you open the gate though? Could he just jump the gate?
I guess we'll find out. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're going to throw us another character flashback curveball. So
yeah. I hope they don't do that. I like when the story keeps going forward. I get the complaint of this episode because it did kind of just, you know, it was character driven. Gave us a little bit of background on why Morgan is the way he's been towards Carol. You know, Carol's like, no, boom, he's bad. Boom, he's bad. And again, right. I would not want to have to live in a world where I had to kill people just because. Well, ever, but I see Carol's side in this world. I see Carol and Rick's side.
I think it's impossible to be absolute. You know, it's impossible to say like I must kill everyone to clear,
right.
Or I must kill no one to be safe. It's
right.
Like it can't be the extremes almost. And
no, but you know, and almost in that time though in. Apocalyptic time, you have to think of, like, you know, only the strong survive. So, you know, if you're, you know, if you've got some weak links, then, you know, that's, you know, could possibly kill you, then I think you have to eliminate those. So, you know, in a sense, I think it's like, you know, it's more of a you kill to survive versus kill to for the sake of killing. I think they're just killing for the sake of survival.
Well, some are, but not everyone.
No, but I think that's the whole premise of, you know, of Rick's group, is that, you know, even when they go through and they, you know, go to where, you know, some of these zombies are and they're laying on the ground, even though they're not going to do anything, they still go ahead and finish them off because they don't want them to have any chance of coming back or having to deal with them.
All right. Well, I think on that we'll close on that note.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Mike's full of it, but that's a astute observation there, Russ.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think you'd have Eastman's approach where he's trying to save people in a world that people can't. I get what he's trying to do, but. I just think that, like you said, it's kill or be killed, and who do you trust?
Well, I would think whoever has the most weapons wins. I mean, in that essence.
I think next, just in reference to this episode was called Here's Not Here, which, I don't know, make of that what you will. But I think next week's episode is called Now. If I read that correctly, maybe I didn't. Don't listen to what I say.
Right. So it's a Van Halen episode.
Yeah, it's right all now. Van Halen episode. Yep, right here, right now.
Who makes a better zombie, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
I would say David Lee Roth and the old David Lee Roth. Like,
yeah, he's more flexible. He had the whole hair thing going all over and all that.
Would Sammy Hagar be singing as a walker, I can't walk 55? No?
No.
I can't walk 55. Anyway.
Anyway, just to confirm that, yes, next week's episode is called Now. Just looked it up, which is fitting because this episode started off with the Now and Then.
So it's just it's a women-centered episode. It's the National Organization of Women. Now, right? You guys never heard of that? National Organization of Women, Now?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Mike and Jack are clearly aware of women's issues.
Yes. Yeah, so on the other hand, on my sensitive side,
I'm just a stupid guy. I know nothing. Anyway, I guess join us next week. So I think we can kind of wrap up this episode and stick a fork in this goat, right? I don't think we had enough goat jokes, right?
No, we didn't. Goat jokes. But if you'd like, at this point, we'd like to thank a couple special patrons. We've got Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter Gladfelter. Thanks for being special contributors to the Jay and Jack Patreon thing, the old thing we got going on. Also, we have, if you like this podcast, we have Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. where we talk about our picks, the games. I might complain about the Chargers a little bit. Matt's a Colts fan. Mike's a Miami Dolphins fan. Russ is a Kansas City Chiefs fan and Royals fan, so he's happy this week.
Very.
But weekly we always have something to complain about.
Yeah, we don't like John Clayton. Well, I don't like John Clayton. It's I don't want to get into it right now. It's a different podcast, but it gets me angry. But
join us next week. There's a Jay and Jack Facebook group. If you're not already on it, we post the YouTube links there. You can also find the YouTube links under Jay Glatfelter. So good luck finding that name.
There's also a nice discussion on the Facebook page about every Walking Dead episode.
Yeah, that's right. Every Walking Dead episode. I didn't get to feedback tonight on there. Usually I kind of peruse some of the comments just to see what people were saying. But I imagine this episode was somewhat divided based on how people voted. So
yeah. I saw some people said it was the greatest episode ever, and other people hated it. So it was kind of, it's just kind of like, I don't know, just a mix. A lot of people like Morgan, though. He's a popular character.
Yeah. Again, I go back to the Lost, analogy or whatever comparison, is that if this was a Lost episode, people would be going nuts over it.
Right.
They would be loving this episode because it's out of the blue. Yeah, this really great character.
It's the Constance.
Yeah. You know, so it would be up there with that. So just because it would shake things up.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, we're right at the halfway point of the fall run. We're four episodes in, and we got four to go. The fall run ends at November 29th.
November 29th.
Oh, okay. We can get a little breathing room there on our podcasting.
When does the Fear of the Walking Dead come back? Fear of the Walking Dead.
Don't know.
I would assume next summer. I know that they were definitely signed for two seasons. So beyond that, they haven't announced like a third season for that. Okay. So,
get the Matthew McConaughey commercial behind me.
I know, it's
sweet, isn't it?
Enjoy your Oldsmobile, folks, or whatever it was.
Now it's a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Pleasure Ranch.
There you go.
All right.
All right, guys.
Let's I guess, any last thoughts or questions?
No, I think we pretty much discussed it all. I think we got a lot out of it. We've talked a lot this podcast. I don't know if anything was important or valuable, but for an episode no one liked or wasn't well liked, or a lot of information, we talked for an hour.
Yeah, covered some good stuff. So, all right, well, that's it.
And thanks for everyone joining us in the chat.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't mention the one trivia thing that I brought up
before we began
recording. It was a kind of a little cool trivia thing.
This commercial, Russ? Russ, you see this?
There you go. Oh, yeah.
You found the beef.
Bacon.
Go ahead. That's okay. In last season, there was an episode called Coda where we see Morgan put three different objects on the church's, Gabriel's church kind of altar there. And he puts the Eastman's Lucky Rabbit Foot. He puts, what was the other thing?
The bullet.
I know. I remember the bullet and I remember the rabbit's foot, but he puts a third thing, and we see that in this episode.
Tabitha.
Nice. Well, I guess if anybody wants to look that stuff up, they can actually...
Well, you told us before we recorded, I can't remember what the third one was.
I know.
Rabbit's foot, the bullet, because the bullet, when he comes up with that couple, and the guys, and they give him the can of vegetables or fruit cocktail, whatever it is, the bullet, I'm like going, one bullet. Okay, what? I guess that's in case of you want to put yourself out of your misery, or I thought that's what
throw it
that
at was, people.
Throw it really hard. I thought he was gonna maybe use it for Eastman maybe later on. The bullet. I said, no, you can keep the bullet. Leave the fruit. Take the cannoli. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Well, I'm sorry. I totally blew that. I don't know what the third thing is.
That's okay.
But people can look it up
to find out.
Keep coming back for more. Anyway, well, I don't know. I guess that does it. I'll end with my usual call sign of great show, kid. Maybe not one in a million.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
All right. We'll stop the broadcast.